it's time to bring in Mike Kazi. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you?
I'm good.
All right. So yesterday I did it. I swore I wasn't going to do it, but I did it. I put on the big race from Monmouth Park.
The Sham?
Boy, was it over, huh?
It's every year. It's a bad race. It's an overmatched race. It's a good horse with a bunch of bad horses in it, and that's what happened yesterday. I told you Good Magic was going to win that race 2 weeks ago. He was lined up against a bunch of nobodies, and he just buried him. So now you're going to hear until Travers Day how good Magic is, and somebody will beat him in the Travers.
And the retirement of Justify, which you predicted also right after he won the Triple Crown.
Yeah, it's a shame because he's not really injured. He's got a sprained ankle, and when you get a sprained ankle, what happens to it? It fills up with fluid, and that's what happened with him. And instead of giving him the ample amount of time to rest it up, which would be about a month, they retired him because the racing season's short. He won't be able to do anything for a month. Then to get him back into top condition takes him about another month. So you're looking at September, and you won't be ready to get a prep in for the Breeders' Cup, and you don't want him to just train to the Breeders' Cup. So they retired him. It's a shame. That's what racing's come to. And then you hear these crackheads in these blogs and online questioning Justified's greatness. Well,
what?
How can you question Justified's greatness when no horse has ever done what he's done?
I know nothing about horse racing, or very little about horse racing, but mm-hmm. I know when a horse comes out, and I think Justify ran, what, 7 races in all?
6.
6 races in all, wins them all, and wins the Triple Crown. It's a goddamn great horse.
And his first race was in February. You heard all these experts saying that no horse can win the Kentucky Derby with his first race being in February. Well, they were right, because he didn't only win the Kentucky Derby, he won the Triple Crown. And now you hear these people saying, oh, well, you don't really know how good he is. I know how good he really is. He might be one of the best horses to ever run. You won't be able to say he's one of the best horses to ever run because of the shortness of his career. But for somebody to say he's not a great horse, you've got to put the crack pipe down.
Look what that horse did for TV viewing and overall interest in horse racing. And,
horse ever did what he did. That's all you have to say.
Yeah. And like I said, I know very little about horse racing, but I know enough to know when you see a great athlete,
yep,
you recognize that great athlete.
When you see a great horse and they say, well, he can't do this because he didn't run his 2, he can't do this. Great horses win, and that's what he did. And his career was cut short, not because of anything he did, because of the greed of people. And that's it. I mean, if he got laid up on the shelf and he came back and he did what he had to do, watching these other garbage cans run, there ain't a horse around that can beat him. There's not a horse that can do what he does. And I said, he runs eighths faster, eighths being an eighth of a mile, eighths faster than anybody else that's on the track right now. And he'll just run you into submission. There's not a horse out there that can beat Justify. And you're going to hear all this stuff now about Good Magic. Well, the second-best three-year-old that I've claimed all year, Monomoy's Girl, is a filly, and she is the best second-best three-year-old in training. And if she decides to take on the boys in the Classic, which she probably won't, she'd beat them. So the second-best horse right now is a filly, a three-year-old filly, and she's not getting the credit she deserves. And these fools are trying to take the credit away from that Justified deserves, too. It's a shame. It's a shame how people feed off media talk without any knowledge about what they're talking about. But that's pretty much the status quo for anything nowadays.
Right.
People shoot their yaps out without knowing what they're talking about.
So the Yankees and Red Sox each acquired a starting pitcher, and each one started off with a nice performance.
Yeah, Hap, I said, has been a good pitcher all along. Yesterday's was nothing more than a workout for him. The Royals are a bad team and getting worse every day with getting rid of whatever viable players they had. And Kansas City was close to sweeping a doubleheader on Saturday against the Yankees. The Yankees scored late in the second game, or else they would have lost a doubleheader, which is unheard of. And the concerning part for the Yankees this weekend, even though it was Kansas City, who's a bad team, Severino got knocked around again. So that's like four times in a row he got beat up. So Hap is going to have to pitch well for the Yankees if they're going to make any kind of move on the Red Sox. And Evaldi pitched good yesterday. Yeah. Boston shut out Minnesota. So Minnesota's not a great team either, but a shutout's a shutout.
And both pitchers were in control of the game. That's right. It doesn't matter, you know, even though they were poor opponents.
They were just playing with them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's one.
How about the Mets?
What about the Mets?
I was watching them this weekend, and the closest they came to scoring the other night was when DeGrom got a double with no outs and was stranded there. Pitched another good game, and the Mets scored no runs for him. And yesterday, Wheeler knocked in the only run of the game, and the Mets won 1-0. Maybe the Mets need to some of the pitchers in the field and have them hit, too. What a disgrace.
All right. Well, where else do you want to go in sports?
A good series starts tonight. The Phillies go up to Boston. So that's a pretty good series. The Phillies are playing pretty good ball. They're 11 games over 500. They've lost three in a row, so the Red Sox are getting them at a good time. But nonetheless, that should be a decent series, a good measuring stick for the Phillies coming up against the Red Sox. And the Braves are a game and a half behind the Phillies. And we'll see if the Phillies can take care of the Red Sox. Today's the last day of trading in baseball. And we'll see if there's anybody else getting moved around. There's talk of Wheeler getting moved.
I don't think the Yankees and Red Sox are done yet. I really don't.
What else do they need?
It doesn't matter what else they need. If one of the teams is interested in somebody, they will get. I'm telling you, they're just in this old Yankee Red Sox rivalry mood. It doesn't matter what they need. It's what they don't want the other team to get.
Well, you can't have a team with seven starting pitchers.
I know.
So it doesn't work. And when you already have seven relief pitchers, an eighth one's not going to make it any better either. Because pitchers have to pitch, and if they don't pitch, they're not effective. So you can't build. It's not like putting nuclear arms in a barn. The more you have, the better you are. These pitchers have to pitch. These arms need to be used, and if they're not used, they're not effective. So, but either team can go out and get whatever they want, but they don't need anything else. They have too many of them already. And when the Yankees, when you see the way Britton threw this weekend. And you figure he's not going to get that many innings, so he's not going to be sharp. He's going to be an ineffective pitcher. A pitcher has to pitch to be effective. And the more pitches you have, you can't pitch, and there you go. So when you're called on, you get beat up, and fans go, well, why is this happening? Once again, the ignorance of the fans comes into play. You have to pitch to be effective. If you can't pitch, you can't win.
All right. Well, with that being said, anything else before we skedaddle off and check the forecast?
Yeah, my play for today at Saratoga.
Oh, that's right. I always forget. They're open Monday and closed Tuesdays.
That's right. The ninth race today is 1 3/8 on the inner turf. Horse I'm looking at today is the 7 horse, Classic Covey. This horse has run 8 times on the turf with 2 wins. Ran against some nice horses. If you look at his last 2 lines, High Happy was a favorite in the stake race up in Saratoga on Saturday, who I picked. And got Velasquez. The horse had speed. He never took him to the lead. And his last race at Belmont, he ran against a comeback winner. So Classic Covey ran against some decent horses. I'm going to give him a shot today at 6-1. So the ninth race, number 7, Classic Covey is my pick for today.
All right, Mike, we'll check with you tomorrow. Is today or tomorrow's? Tomorrow's the deadline, right?
Today. Tomorrow. Tomorrow's the 31st. Yeah. Yep.
Tomorrow's the deadline. Tomorrow. Well, we'll see what happens in the course of the next 24 hours. All right, Mike, we'll check with you mañana.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Cosi with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.